BFBS. Your stories.
Being a part of the armed forces for many is a way of life and something civilians often only get a glimpse at. Former serving soldier Sergeant Al Howard Baker has experienced work with the MOD from both sides of the fence. Formerly a civilian chef, he recalls gazing out of a window one day and watching in awe as soldiers were put through their paces whilst on manoeuvres. It was a seemingly insignificant moment, but one that Al would remember forever.
It was just one of the things I wanted to try. When you see people running around the hillside and throwing off shamoulis and hand grenades going off, as I thought it was then, I just thought it would be a really good challenge, and obviously I signed up and that's what I did.
Al experienced life away from home and had some hairy moments in the process.
I remember, particularly in Northern Ireland, one of my very first, in fact it was my first tour, in the kitchen. We got mortared, as you did back in them days, in the late 80s. Of course, it's the first time I've been mortared. Loud bang, big explosion. I ran for cover going, "We're being mortared!" Which everybody else hiding under their beds came out and went, "We know."
Due to his health, Al left his previous life behind and converted into a regimental police sergeant, followed by internal validation at Deep Cut, and then one final change to complete the varied career.
I moved on to become an application specialist for the new Bowman Digital System. A very sort of strange career move, but it kept me in line with the IT systems that I was actually sort of coming to grips with the Army. As well as that, I was also doing webmaster for 4 Brigade at the time, which I thoroughly enjoyed, and it has actually stood me in good stead for jobs when I actually transferred to the civilian life.
Al left the Army but looks back with fond memories, and indeed owes his marriage to his forces past.
I met my lovely wife, Claire Howard, who was herself a serving soldier. She is serving with 5th Regiment Royal Artillery at the moment, but we actually met back in Colchester when I was with 204 Signal Squadron in the Nappy on her birthday. It was only a year and 5 days later we actually got married, and it's still lasting now. We've just passed our 14-year point.
The lure of life he's known for so long was too much, and Al took it upon himself to give something back.
I thought the best thing to do, as I've enjoyed working in the Army, is to actually work for the Army. Quite a different guise, and you get the Mondays to Fridays now. But I work with the 1st Battalion of the Scots Guards over in Catrick Garrison as the WISMIS manager, which is now the Wounded, Injured, Sick Management Information System, which sounds like a mouthful. My job is to track injured soldiers from Afghan or any other part of the world if they're ill or sick or injured, from return from the country, through hospital, rehabilitation, and eventually either back to work or to a different path if it's something quite bad, discharging to civilian life. It has been a trying job, but it was actually something to get my teeth into and give something back to the Army.
Never one for the limelight, Al recognises he's part of a larger chain which requires all parts to pull in the same direction for it all to work. With this in mind, he's given much back and regularly turns his experienced hands to forces charities. He can also still cook a mean curry.
When I look back and think about all the friends I've made and the great times I've had, I wouldn't have changed one second of it. It's been a good life. For those that actually think about doing it, do it. You can't get any better job. You get to travel the world, meet various people and make great friends.
This is Hal Stewart for BFBS in the UK.
Your stories. BFBS. BFBS.